This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been studying Joshua 1:8 to see how it enhances our study and understanding of Psalm 1. The reason Joshua was not to let the word of God depart from his mouth, but rather to meditate on it day and night, was so that he would be careful to do everything written in it. Another point to remember when studying God's word is that you are not done until what you learned is applied or obeyed. I remember reading about a boy coming home from church. As he passed a neighbor's house, the neighbor asked, "Is the sermon done?" His terse reply was, "The sermon is over, but it still needs to be done." In the eyes of God, obedience is more important than sacrifice. Even though God ordained the sacrificial system in the Old Testament, it's important in Bible study to always take time to reflect on how what has been studied is to be applied to life. At times, what is needed is to believe. At other times, in addition to faith, an act of obedience is required. If all we have after we've spent time studying the Bible is head knowledge or facts and regulations, our lives will be empty and ineffectual. God wants us to have experiential knowledge. When we have that, our lives will be authentic and effectual. Notice Joshua 1:8 reads, "Be careful to do everything written in the Bible." To be careful in obedience requires us to be thorough in our study and understanding. If we are to obey everything, we need to understand everything. Superficiality in study leads to slovenliness in behavior. There are no shortcuts to the prosperity and success promised in Joshua 1:8.